Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Add tampered toothpaste tubes to the list of potential variables that could compromise security at the Sochi Winter Olympics. Let's assess efforts to safeguard the 3,000 athletes and thousands of attendees at the 98 medal events with Wojtech Wolf, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Rutgers Camden. Professor Wolf, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me here.
Professor, help us get at this first with a quick geography and history lesson.
Well, where the Olympics have been selected to take place is a very volatile region. The Northern Caucasus have been conflicted for hundreds of years. This is a political issue that Putin has dealt with and his predecessors have dealt with and will continue to deal with for a long time to come.
And he's dealing with it specifically in the form of what's been termed a ring of steel. Describe.
Yeah, so that is, he has hardened that target as much as possible. Sochi is probably going to be the safest place inside Russia for the next month, unless a terrorist group has people or materials, bomb-making materials, already in place on site. I doubt that they will get something in, and that is just going to be difficult inside the Olympic Garden.
Everyone's hoping for the best but planning for the worst, and the U.S. efforts are taking the form in part of ships outside the Balkans.
The U.S. efforts are interesting. It's not entirely clear as to what those efforts are going to entail from.
Of course, for security reasons.
Exactly. No one will release sources or methods. What I would suspect we're doing is we're sharing some intelligence. We're sharing tips on individuals that we think may or may not be trying to commit something, looking at travels of certain people of interest. And we're also trying to share those tips with the Russian security services or the FSB without releasing our own sources and methods at the same time. But in the end, I think the last thing either side really wants is to have a bombing at the Olympics or to have a terrorist attack at the Olympics.
No expense has been spared in this $50 billion Olympics, dwarfing those of previous, except save perhaps for the bathroom accommodations.
Yes.
But with so much of that money, we're hearing, being siphoned off to the endemic corruption in what was the Soviet Union. Is it possible that monies that were otherwise allocated for security have been diverted to the extent that it compromises safety?
If I was gambling, I would be willing to bet that a lot of money has been siphoned off. That is also an issue that Putin has to deal with. His government also has to make sure that the proper personnel are appropriately reimbursed so that everything goes as smoothly as possible. To put it in very simple terms, what we consider a regular surcharge is a much smaller form of the type of corruption that we tend to look down upon. But that's part of the everyday normal business of functioning in developing countries.
In addition to the potential for physical violence, speak to the perhaps heightened possibility of cyber terrorism and what that could cause.
This is an interesting issue. Much of cyber terrorism takes place under the guise of crime.
Not politically driven.
It's rarely politically driven coming from there. You're much more likely to be a victim of street crime, pickpocketing, having your identity stolen than you are of being a victim of a terrorist attack. And so that is ongoing, I suspect anyone with internet access to on their computer or their phone, their system's been hacked if it hasn't been properly protected.
Professor Wolf, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks
tonight.
Thank
you very much.
Wojtech Wolf is an assistant professor of political science at Rutgers Camden.